Ben and Kelly, good morning. 99.7 DJX. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hello.
So here are some things that you shouldn't start your day doing, okay?
Okay.
You shouldn't wake up to an alarm.
Well, I'm doing it wrong already. I woke up to two.
I know.
What does that say about me?
Well, I know we
don't. You do the same.
I wake up to an alarm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say that recently I've been waking up before my alarm, which is which is kind of annoying.
Yeah, because you're robbed of sleep.
But at the same time, it's just a couple minutes, so typically I just wake up and turn my alarm off. So that's nice. But yeah, I mean. But basically what experts are saying is that's too harsh of a way to wake up the alarm, the beep, beep, beeping of an alarm. A radio, much more pleasant way to wake up.
Oh, well, then I'm doing it right because I do wake up to the radio. My alarm is the radio.
Ah, see, there
it
you go.
It just turns on at a certain time.
Right, right. So waking up to a radio, to music, to something, to Kelly and myself's soothing voices are much better than an alarm.
Time to wake up.
Another thing you shouldn't do to start your day, immediately try to problem solve.
Mm.
Like, my wife is one of those people that can get up and immediately, like, be on.
Right.
And start doing stuff. It takes me a good 10 minutes or so to even get my bearings.
Sure.
Like, I can't do anything when I wake up.
I need to marinate in a shower.
Yeah, something.
For a
something.
Little bit, yeah.
Things you shouldn't do when you immediately wake up. Dive right into emails, you know, start doing that sort of thing. Or focus on what went wrong yesterday. It's like yesterday's in the past. You got to look forward. You got to move forward. That's
yes.
The sort of thing. Now, here are things that you maybe should do when you start your morning.
Okay.
Focus on you actually what you want to do, what you want to achieve. Like you wake up and you're like, all right. I just want to get out and get to the shower. That's a
good goal to set.
Good place to start.
100%.
You know, maybe make a list or whatever. Deep breathing, some stretching.
I do
things
the deep
like
breathing
that.
In the shower.
Yeah,
make
deep
sure
breathing.
That I'm not breathing in the water.
Right.
Yes.
And then look at something that makes you smile. I thought that was an interesting one.
Okay.
So if it's you know, something in your bedroom, maybe a picture or whatever.
Well, it's dark. I'm not looking at anything in the bedroom.
Or it's maybe a piece of artwork or something that you like. Maybe it's in the bathroom or whatever. Or maybe you should consider moving a picture that you like into the bathroom or some sort of thing. Some visual reminder that can put you in a good mood. That's a good way to start your morning. So the only thing I heard out of that entire thing was wake up. To us.
Yeah.
And
that was a key point I got too.
Look at something fun on your phone.
All right.
All right. In your thing. So hopefully you have
good note.
A good morning here today here on 99.7 DJX. This hour, plenty of stuff from missed connections to if literally you don't listen to our Setting the Bar story, we can't help you help yourself.
Okay, these are life lessons
right.
Based on other people's failures.
Right, but sometimes we literally tell you the Setting the Bar story, yet you don't listen.
Sure.
So anyways, that a little bit later on this hour as well. And this is kind of cool. The new Post Malone Morgan Wallen song.
Good. Is it out?
It is.
Finally.
Well, here's the thing, though. It was released last night.
Yeah.
But the only place you can hear it today is 99.7 DJX.
How did we get that?
You can't hear it on any sort of streaming platform, nothing
really?
On YouTube, nothing on Spotify.
How did we get picked for that?
So only on 99.7 DJX, so we'll go ahead and play it. How about that?
Let's do it!
This is the brand new Post Malone Morgan Wallen song, I Had Some Help. Coming up here in about 20 minutes, an opportunity for you to get tickets, airfare, hotel, spending cash to the Taylor Swift Eras Tour in Miami. Tay and May on the way here in about 20 minutes on 99.7 DJX. Speaking of Taylor, I guess Travis Kelce was, you know, he was at the Kentucky Derby, right?
Uh-huh.
He was asked about it, and he said, I guess I'm a Derby guy now. So
oh, he's
he liked
back.
It. He's going to be back. Yeah, that's
nice.
That's for sure. So that's pretty cool. And also, He is going to start acting.
Oh, it was the logical next step, wasn't it? I mean, he's a, don't forget, game show host. He's going to be hosting some game show.
What, he's
on like Amazon Prime or something?
He was already in kind of a reality dating show several years ago.
Kelsey, how could we forget?
But Niecy Nash actually posted this little clip on her social media.
Guys, guess who I am working with on Grotesquery? Dun, 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 dun.
Jumping into new territory with Niecy.
We outside!
So he's going to make his acting debut in the horror drama Grotesquery.
That's is he playing a character named Travis Kelsey?
Yeah, right. Okay, this is how we're going to start. You're just going to play yourself, okay?
You're a football player.
You're a football player. I mean, I feel like that's almost where you need to start.
You do need to, if you're going to dip your toe. He's done SNL a little.
Yes. Let's crawl before we walk.
Right.
Let's walk before we run.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Let's roll over onto our stomach before we even crawl.
Do you think he has a potential to be like a John Cena, a Dwayne The Rock Johnson? You know, they all started as athletes.
That's right. Let's hope. Like
making the segue.
Hey, you know what? I think he's just keeping his options open.
Yes.
You know, he is the highest paid tight end in the NFL.
Yeah, so he's
new contract.
He
so
needs to make sure he's not losing focus of that.
Right.
They need that to still be his number one job.
But yeah, he's certainly keeping his options open. So yeah, Grotesquery. He's right now we don't know the role he's in, but there you go.
He should thank his girlfriend.
Because
I feel as though he's getting a lot of these opportunities because of the spotlight she brings with her.
You know, hey, you do what you got to do.
You capture it when you got it.
Yeah. Yeah, you do what you got to do. All right, coming up next, when you are in a pretend relationship, but you want to make it real, how do you make it real?
Well, he missed the opportunity because here we are.
I know. And so he's having to go back. It's missed connections. Kelly and I find the most strange and bring them to you next. Sometimes we search for people who are just needing that second chance at that first impression.
Yeah, maybe they didn't seize the moment in the moment. They didn't grab a name or a number. So how else do you get in touch? You do a little typey-typey, send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. I have hope for this first one.
Okay.
Hot fireman and hottie in Passat.
Well, okay. Let's roll.
It's a woman for man. Hi.
Hi.
I have a Louisville Miss connection hoping y'all might be able to help out with.
Okay.
If you choose to help out, please keep me anonymous.
Okay.
For now.
All right.
It was a good day. I'd just gotten Starbucks at the Dutchman's Lane location. Was headed to the grocery in the Highlands. The firemen were out testing equipment at the fire station at Dutchman's and Taylorsville Road.
Oh.
I think they were spraying water into the air.
Squirt, squirt.
Hee-hee. He was one of the three firemen standing under the tree, supervising, I'm assuming. I was turning from Dutchman's right onto Taylorsville in my black Passat. I had my sunnies on and a white shirt. The windows are tinted, but I had them down.
Mm-hmm.
I took notice of the tall fireman standing under the tree as I approached the intersection. He took notice, too.
Oh, squirt, squirt.
He was watching as I made the turn. I know. I should have been watching the road, but fire. Maybe you were just looking at the car. It is a nice car. But if you're not and you're single, I'm down to meet up. Winky face.
Well, look at that.
I have hope.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Man for woman, we were a pretend couple for a night.
Well, this sounds promising.
You were at the apartment party last weekend, and just after I had gotten up the courage to introduce myself to you, a drunk acquaintance came up asking how long we'd been together.
Oh.
Thinking that we were already a couple. Without missing a beat, you replied, 3 years. And smiled at me as though I truly was the man you had loved for the past 3 years.
That is your green light, dude.
I know. I loved how you played along in that moment and continued to play along for the rest of the night.
Oh, this is great. They were together the rest of the night?
We walked hand in hand. We talked about everything and nothing at the same time.
What a great story.
We laughed at each other's tattoos, at each other's hair and silliness. We danced in each other's arm, even shared a tender kiss.
Oh, this is great. It's going so well.
But then you excused yourself to the restroom and never came out.
Oh, no.
You disappeared through the little window and out of my life.
She crawled out a window after hanging with you the whole night? Wait a second. Back the truck up. At what point, why did you not, like, walking away from the initial dude, just lean over and say, by the way, what's your name, girlfriend? At some point during the night, you didn't think to ask her name?
I cannot forget how your eyes glitter and how your scratchy, dry hands felt on my face. Can it be more than just pretend? I hear your laugh in my ear. Hee! I think of you way more than one should think of a pretend girlfriend.
Okay.
If you see this, please tell me your name.
Because I cannot
possibly go through life without knowing the name of my fake and maybe someday real girlfriend?
No, probably not. She crawled out a window. Yeah, so that's a strong statement, I think.
She did. Yeah. She was like, deuces.
I just crawled out a small window. She's not, like, not a big window, just a small window.
I don't know how to get out of this. Wow. All right, it's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
That was playing out like a movie scene almost.
It was, a little bit.
Dang. There's another woman for man. Pizza and Toothy Short King.
All right.
I never do this, but I must. You came into my pizza parlor with a group of six last weekend.
Oh.
You were a short king, about 5'6".
Okay.
Short black hair, deep V-neck t-shirt.
All right.
Yeah, I was your waitress, who you kept dropping one-liners to. I especially enjoyed the, you must be tired because you've been running laps in my dreams. Hey.
Oh, what a classic.
Classic line indeed. You're cute. I couldn't tell if you were single or not because the woman next to you kind of acted like your girlfriend.
Oh.
If she's not your girlfriend, but just as transfixed by your moxie and charm as I was, then I can understand and maybe we could get together.
Okay.
You left a tooth.
A tooth?
This is where the sharp left turn comes in.
You left a tooth?
You left a tooth. Was it yours? With your sign check and generous tip. I'm sad you didn't leave your number.
Wait. Like, what?
I'm real confused about the tooth.
Okay.
I would need to know. Was that hard pizza?
I don't know.
If you see this, tell me the name you kept calling me. It rhymes with Jiggly.
Okay. What in the world?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. So yeah, whether you're the toothy short king,
yeah,
who kept calling the waitress something that rhymes with Jiggly,
yeah,
you're the hot fireman, or you're just searching for the pretend girlfriend.
Yeah, I don't have much hope for the pretend girlfriend that exited out through the window, but I am rooting for Passat Girl and her fireman.
All right, it's
Craigslist Missed.
We need closure on that one. Yeah.
On 99.7 DJX. Time for a setting the bar story.
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, just a reminder that earlier this week, we literally played audio of a guy testing the Tesla Cybertruck frunk, which is the front trunk, right?
The little safety feature that is supposed to not, like, clamp down on your fingers.
Or anything. It's just supposed to pop up, right?
Right.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without ignoring our warnings about sticking your finger in the path of a closing frunk on a Tesla, then you're doing okay.
And we're doing the same thing.
Here is another guy.
I'm going to put my finger against the Cybertruck and see if it crushes my finger first. Oh, I'm going to test it out with this stick. And
okay, so he's tested it out with a stick.
That's better. And how'd the stick fare?
Hopefully my finger doesn't break like that. Let's find out.
Oh, it broke. Okay, the stick broke, so let's put our finger in there.
That's exactly what it did.
Okay.
Closing the Cybertruck, I'm going to put my finger flat right here.
He's hoping that it will just bounce up like
it's didn't
supposed
with
to.
The stick?
Like it didn't with the stick.
Uh-huh.
Or it did it with the guy literally that we played earlier this week.
Oh, my goodness.
See what happens. Ready? Oh my God.
Did we break our finger? Did we break it?
I can't even move my finger right now.
Yeah.
I might have actually broken it.
Okay, we can officially say that the sticking body parts inside of the Tesla sprung. We can end that.
Okay,
we can end that. So now, two guys, thank you for doing it on video so that we this footage to be able to ridicule you and put you in the spotlight.
Ridicule you?
As an example of what not to do.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Well, maybe he didn't see the first video that everybody was talking about. Maybe he didn't see it.
Let's go ahead and just say the first.
Maybe he thought he was the first.
He's like, you know what? I've got some original content here.
Yes, indeed.
And even though it didn't understand that the stick was a thing in its way and it crushed it in half, I think it'll be different on my finger.
Do you think Tesla is going to pay attention and maybe rework the safety feature that doesn't seem to be working?
I don't know.
I mean, maybe we should recall it a little bit, have another look-see.
Anyways, there you go, setting the bar. Help us help you, people.
Stop sticking your finger in frunks.
Listen, at least they're sticking fingers and not something else on the male body.
Oh, Lord. That would not be a video that anybody should watch. Nobody. Don't do that.
I would probably watch that.
Why'd you even go there?
Why'd I put it out in the universe?
Why? Somebody's going to do it.
Listen, I tell you what, it broke a stick. It broke my finger, but let's see what it does with this.
All righty. Oh, my God. Why did you even?
I was going to say now it's in my head.
Put that idea.
Because it's about waist level. It's about waist level. All right, anyways, that's your Set of the Bar story on 99.7 EJX. Ready for a stupid fact of the day?
Let's do some learning.
Yeah. Where we find at least one website that confirms this thing that we see on the internet. Bring it to you as fact. When lions are mating.
Oh, boy.
Wait here. Before I get going here. Probably just
what would that sound like?
Oh. So tender.
Hey. Quieter than I thought it would be. Is this actually on top of the strategy? Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa. Because I saw that video.
She was done.
All right.
She was done.
Like, that's enough.
When lions are mating, they get it on between 20 and 40 times a day.
Oh, that is a commitment.
They basically have to stop having time to eat. They focus only on that.
Is that what's required?
20 to 40 times a day.
For it to be successful?
I don't know.
Required? That's a lot of work.
Wow.
That is a lot of work.
Wow.
That's much. Just snack break and then, okay. Time to,
I mean,
okay. She looks like
she's just kind of laying there.
She wishes maybe not as long.
He's trying to be tender.
Oh, okay.
Kind of nibble the back of her neck a little bit.
Yeah.
And then she's just like, all right, you're done.
Yep. Go get me a snack.
Wow.
All right. Did you see the video of them doing that on top of a safari jeep with people in it?
Yeah.
That's awkward.
Yeah, that's awkward too.
That is awkward.
Who knows what that was? Was it the 20th time?
I don't know.
25th time?
Not sure.
Was it just the 10th? Was it the opening one?
That's a lot.
I mean, to do a 20 to 40 times, you got to wake up early in the morning to do that. What's the recovery time on that?
I don't know. I don't really feel like I needed to wake up today and think about
lion mating
and the logistics involved in that.
That's what we do, though.
Okay.
That's what we do.
So it's a lot. They're committed.
Yes. Indeed, they are.
We're staying together as a couple, right?
Doesn't the male have several? Like he's got a pride, right? Isn't that what it is?
Lots of ladies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that what it is?
So like little sister wives.
Yes.
Little sister wives, lionesses.
Hey.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right. So there you go. Stupid fact of the day: when lions are mating, they get it on between 20 and 40 times a day.
20 and 40. So how long is each session? Did we break that down?
No.
Oh.
How?
Oh, you know what? I shouldn't have asked.
Lions.
I retract my question. I don't need to know.
Okay, every 20 to 30 minutes.
20 to 30 minutes?
Lasts about three. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we take 20 to 30 minute breaks.
Yeah.
In between the 20 to 40 sessions.
Wow.
And how long is it lasting?
I mean, there's math in there.
Okay. So we're setting aside on a calendar, our social calendar.
It's like, hey,
blocking out a significant amount of time.
You know, sometimes they say that scheduling those mating sessions are good.
That's good.
Good for a couple.
Something to look forward to.
It is. It's something to look forward to. It's, you know, some people say it takes the spontaneity out of it.
Sure.
Which, sure, it could, but right. also.
But if you're a lion, you probably need to train for that, too. That
a lion or any other mammal.
Physically intense.
Does, and they're not even intense. They're
right.
out in the open for everybody.
Never gets old. Never gets old.
All right. 20 and 40 times a day. Something to aspire to.
Ah, really? Wow.
That's why
the Lord did not design us like that. We were too busy for all that, right?
I mean, if it's twice, it's like, wow.
All right, now we're starting to get weird.
All right.
Stop. Audrey, I need to look away.
You never not learn when you listen to this show.
You really don't. And you learn things you probably didn't need to learn, but here we are, friends. You're welcome.
Someday that'll impact your life. No, what we're saying is I feel like putting it on the schedule, that's a good way to...
Oh, is that the lesson?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So schedule your mating sessions.
That's right. Especially if you're doing it 20 to 40 times a day.
Oh, my God.
All right, there you go. That is your stupid fact of the day on 99.7 DJX. Get you a text message real quick here on 99.7 DJX from Lisa. Says, after listening to Ben's stupid fact of the day about lion mating, I've realized why I love Ben and Kelly. I relate to each of you so much.
You're our people. I love that.
I like that.
That's great.
Appreciate it, yeah. By the way, if you missed that enlightening fact.
Oh, you can learn. You can do some learning on the podcast.
Yep. WDGX.com. Just tap listen or YouTube. Search Ben and Kelly Show and you can find it there too.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, thanks for allowing us to give you a call about this. Tell us what's up.
So, my son went to prom just recently.
Okay.
And he took a girl, like this really beautiful girl. They're just friends, you know, that's fine. And
sure.
They decided to meet up at our house so I could take some pictures, which my son was super annoyed with me about. And this girl, she asked to use our bathroom, but like she was in there for a while. Okay. And then... But when she came out, she had on, like, this completely different dress. Like, she came in this beautiful princess dress, like, just perfection.
Right.
And when she came out of my bathroom, it was a lot of look for prom. It was very,
Wait, what do you mean, like, a lot of looks? Like...
It was, like, super revealing.
Oh.
Yeah, something that her parents probably wouldn't have approved of.
Yeah, no, it was definitely not the dress they put on their princess before she left.
They put on their princess. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So, like, we were, like, her changing station. And
Oh, boy.
Well, that was nice of you.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, we tried. But we didn't really get to say anything. Like, you know, with all the commotion and the kids rushing and pictures and... But I just feel like her parents clearly would not have been okay with the dress.
Yeah.
And now my husband and I are wondering, like, do we say something to the parents? Like, we don't know them, but I don't. It was very awkward.
You don't know them at all?
No. This is my son's friend.
So prom already happened, right? So have you seen pictures from the night? Like, I feel like, wouldn't there be pictures
Probably wouldn't take that. I don't see a lot of pictures from inside prom. All the prom pictures I see are at the parents' house before they go to prom.
Yup, they don't share the other ones with us.
I mean, I've never seen anybody post pictures from inside prom before.
Really? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Have you?
Well, my daughters, when they went to prom, they
took pictures inside.
They took a couple, you know, selfies with, you know, friends.
And they kept their same dress on. Yay for you.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't have a change of outfit.
Well, this young lady's obviously a little slicker, so I guess she probably is on top of that. Like, make sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know she had to change back into the other dress before she went back home. Yeah.
Do you see your son and her dating in the future? Like, is that a possibility? My reasoning in asking this is, I don't know if I'd even bring it up. Like, just let it go. Unless this is a girl that's going to be around a lot, and then, you know, maybe.
I mean, they're friends. He definitely looks how she looked in the second dress, but as far as I know, they're just friends.
I'm sure your son.
Might have changed that night.
I was going to say, I'm sure your son liked that dress, but.
Okay.
I don't know. You remember your prom? Come on now. I think you just let.
We didn't change. I'm going to say this. Back in the day, we didn't, did we? No, we didn't.
No, we did not.
No, that was a dress
we wore. I don't want to be like that, like me, but like it was shocking.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well,
like she was going to the club, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
All right. That's great. I still don't think you should say anything.
Yeah, I'm kind of guessing. Just let it go. But especially since you don't know the parents. If it was close friends of yours, I might feel differently.
We're getting some text messages though. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear just opinions on this or wild stories that you may have about.
I will say this: that back in the day when we used to do, they used to do teen nights at some of the clubs downtown, and I had to go like broadcast at some. Girls would do this all the time. They'd bring in backpacks and change at the club into outfits that mommy and daddy would not approve of.
Listen, Kelly, don't act like this is something that's outlandish.
Saying,
I mean,
I've seen it.
I know.
And I was shocked, and I was not a parent at the time.
Okay. So, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Allie, thanks for allowing us to chat with you about it. I mean, what's the craziest thing that you did at your prom? And
why are you throwing stones at her?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. Just
I'm not the one on the getting radio call.
See, just remember. I mean, it's. I think it's fine. You know.
Okay.
All right.
That's the dad with three daughters. So
right.
That,
right.
That's
I
telling
know.
You something.
Okay. I know.
That's official. That's dad official.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Allie. Thanks.
Thank you.
Got a text from E from LJ says. I will say my dress was strapless at my prom. My parents told me I had to keep my little jacket thing on all night, and I definitely did not do that,
oh,
LOL.
Oh, you sassy, E, you sassy.
But then she's like, I definitely took pictures inside a prom, and I still have them, so.
Okay, good. Well, yeah. I just don't get, I haven't seen anybody post them.
Yeah, and Justin brings up the same sort of question. The parents, won't they not see the pictures? What mom doesn't look at their prom pictures?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I haven't seen, and I haven't had a kid go to prom yet, so I don't know.
It's coming.
They don't show me pictures at all that they take with their friends as it is. I could hardly guess.
You got to lock that stuff in.
Oh, okay.
You got it. You got to.
It's time for picture inspection. Hand on and have your phones. Line up.
I mean, you can just ask.
Uh-huh.
All right. So anyways, would love to hear your story. Do you have anything fun to share about a prom? 502-795-1997 or any sort of thing to say about Allie. But yeah, I mean, I think whatever.
Chris says, I don't know if you should or shouldn't, but I don't think you have any obligation to be a snitch. And remember, snitches get stitches and end up in ditches.
See, there you go. That's the moral of this story here, friends, on 99.7 DJX. Yeah, everybody's just kind of saying, mind your own business. Group therapy is what we're talking about. Allie and the situation that she found herself in just last week when her son took a date to prom and she changed in their bathroom to a much more revealing dress. Audra on Facebook says, yeah, that was a thing 25 years ago, too. Mind your business.
Oh, wow. Not right.
Yeah, and Sarah brings up a good point. Hey, I feel like you could ruin your son's relationship with his friend if you told her parents, especially now. Now as a parent, I could see the predicament that you were placed in, but you should have said something in the moment and not a week later. So,
yeah, like, oh, well, that's a different dress.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Something like that,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, you changed.
Hey, Lisa.
My girls went to Catholic schools,
uh-huh.
And they had had to follow the 3B rule, which was no back, no boobs, no belly.
Oh, okay.
And right. If they danced too close to their date, the chaperones would come over, put their hand in between them, and say, save room for the Holy Spirit.
You know, I feel like I've heard that before from other people who have gone to like Catholic schools about you gotta save room in between for the Holy Spirit, right?
Save
it doesn't sound like they went to a Catholic school prom though. If she went in that kind of a dress,
no, they couldn't. They could not show any backs. They could not show any boobs, and they could not show any belly.
I will say, Lisa, when you first said it, I thought you said V like Victor, and I was like, wow, the three V's would be completely different.
No, the three V's.
All right, cool. All right, Lisa. Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Jasmine texted my crazy prom story, left prom halfway through to take off to Kings Island in Cincy from Muncie. No parental permission, just dumb kid shenanigans. Wow.
You're like, you know what? We've got some time to spare. Let's go.
Holy cow.
Ashley, not prom, she texted in, but she said, my daughter got off the bus in third grade in a completely different outfit, too. Had my high heels on and neon pink lipstick.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to die. I was so embarrassed. How was my third grader so slick? I just looked at the bus driver and was speechless. I had to start checking her backpack. That is
high heels and lipstick in third grade.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, you had your hands full.
All right, good stuff there. Hey, thank you guys for the calls and the stories there on 99.7 EJX. So I had pizza with friends recently. It was Spinelli's Pizza we got, right? Okay. You're familiar with that?
Sure.
They cut their pieces very large.
So yes.
They're it's like foldable, right?
Like New York style, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. So our friends used kitchen shears and cut them with scissors instead of like a rolling, you know, to make
pizza
the pieces.
Cutter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And instead of a rolling pizza cutter to make them smaller.
Yeah.
They cut them up into like nice little shapes.
I've seen that before.
You have?
Yeah.
I have never once seen someone
really?
Use scissors to cut pizza.
I don't see it often, but they do have like kitchen scissors for that purpose.
No. Well, okay. No.
I know regular that, scissors?
No, like kitchen shears that you would use to cut meat or cut other things.
Okay.
I've never once considered using it to cut pizza.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I've seen it.
Really?
We don't have them. We don't use them, but I've seen it.
You don't have kitchen shears?
No. I've got like a big knife. That's what I use to cut.
Use a knife? Do you have a pizza roller? Do you have a pizza?
Yeah.
Okay,
I use that.
So you have that.
Yeah, that's what I use.
Yeah, well, that's what I've always used too, especially if I've wanted to like cut down a pizza that the slices are too big or whatever. I use that, but they used scissors.
I remember thinking it was genius, but I didn't have it.
Right.
And I haven't bought them since.
we already know that you're not very chef inclined.
Need it for a lot of the microwavable things that I fix.
Yeah, so I literally thought I was just my world opened
dumbfounded?
Up. I was dumbfounded.
Like I'm gonna start cutting my pizza with kitchen shears.
So maybe that's a normal thing.
That's a normal thing. I think it is.
Wow.
Yeah. Kitchen shears for the win. According to Dr. Aaron, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I use kitchen shears for a lot of different things, like cutting.
Do you?
Yeah, cutting bacon or cutting.
You cut bacon?
Like if it's raw.
Okay. Or you just like cut it in half?
Yeah, cut it in half or do whatever.
We just use a knife and a cutting board.
Okay, well, yeah, I get that. But,
yeah.
But the you know, the kitchen shears are there to, you know, usually it's to like cut meats and things like that you want, but I've never once seen it for pizza.
Well, now you can, you found another use for your tool. That's exciting news.
I know, right?
I mean, that's great.
Oh my, see, this is so crazy. Like Brandeis sent us a text and says, my mom only uses kitchen shears to cut pizzas. I've got her a pizza cutter in the past
she prefers
using the scissors.
Well,
that is
crazy. Once you're used to it, I can see that.
My world has literally been opened.
I remember thinking that's genius, but I never got any.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should try.
Maybe.
I mean, the kitchen shears are they're a useful tool.
Wonderful tool.
I do like using kitchen shears. I use them a lot of times to open up packages and things like that are there in the kitchen.
I just use the regular scissors that are in the knife block that I have.
Well, that's kitchen shears.
Okay, well, they're just regular scissors, though.
Well, they have special like little grooves and stuff like that.
Okay.
Why are you saying it like that?
They look like normal scissors to me.
You wouldn't use it to cut paper, though.
Yeah, I do all the time.
I don't think you understand what is happening.
I'm not using it to cut meat, though. They open packages and they cut paper.
Okay. So you and I are talking about the same thing, the kitchen shears that are in the knife block.
I feel like the kitchen shears that I've seen look different than the scissors that are in my knife block. I just kind of thought, oh, they're putting in some anti scissors. I don't think they're.
But
they are technically kitchen shears, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, E says the kitchen shears are a specific tool. The knife block scissors are meant for food related cutting only.
Oh, well.
Interesting. Well, I thought that those. Okay. All right. Yeah, but she says, yeah, you don't use kitchen shears on frickin' pizza. What kind of monsters are these people?
Oh, wow. Well, it sounds like it's working well.
We got a text from Kat that says, my friend's ex-wife uses kitchen scissors to eat spaghetti. That's an interesting.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wait, to actually put it in your mouth? Like as a fork?
I can see, because a lot of times you cut the spaghetti a little bit. Right?
After it's been cooked.
After it's been cooked.
Yeah, but an easy way to do that is just to break it in half before you cook it, and then that solves that.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures of kitchen shears. Mine don't look like that. I think they just put some regular scissors in this because it was a cheap little block
mine
knife
don't look,
set.
Mine don't look like that.
It was not high end.
Yeah, Whitney's
mine
like,
don't look like that.
I use my kitchen shears for everything. I have three pairs, so one is always clean. See, wow.
Yeah. I feel like it's fine to cut
paper. Brooke says, never heard of it. Either seems messier than using a kitchen cutter. That's what I'm saying. It seems because you're touching. I mean, they didn't. They used tongs, and then
they used tongs.
Tongs
that, okay,
to like
so
grip it and then cut.
That sounds like that's too many tools involved. Just take the pizza cutter, roll it across.
Yeah, Jared makes a good point and says that's crazy. Big pieces of pizza are made just to fold and eat like a sandwich.
Yes.
I'm with you, Jared.
Okay.
I'm with you. Right. Heather says, I use my kitchen shears on the daily and prefer it over a knife. I do like the kitchen shears. Those are fun. Maybe you should attempt to
get some actual kitchen shears.
Add that into your repertoire.
I'm pretty convinced they're just scissors.
All right.
They don't look special.
So I guess this was an impromptu normal or nope sesh that we've just decided it's normal. My world has been opened to the kitchen shears and pizza.
I'm against the using the tongs to hold it and then the shears to cut it. That sounds like that is way too. Yes. That's too involved. It's with the roller. The pizza's on you just roll it across. It's easier.
I don't know.
It's much easier.
I literally don't know if they have a roller.
I
understand what you're saying.
You should buy them one.
And I understand what you're saying. And that was the world I was living in for literally my entire life.
Yeah.
My mom never used kitchen shears. My dad never used kitchen shears on pizza.
Maybe I'm adamantly against the tongs being involved. If they were just picking it up with their hands and then cutting it. I think
they were just trying to be
it.
Polite and not like finger all the different pieces
seems
of pizza.
Really too involved. Like just get them a pizza cutter.
Right.
It might change their life. Maybe they've just never dipped their toe in the pizza cutter world and you could just buy them a really nice pizza cutter.
That's right. Maybe it's one of those.
I thought you could use this. Which would be a statement like you're doing it
which,
wrong.
Which they'd be like, why do we need this? We use kitchen shears.
It's going to open your eyes to a much easier way to do it.
Anyways, we can be done with this. But yes, it was wild, eye-opening, and something that I'm going to have to maybe add into my repertoire of kitchen items and uses for those little kitchen scissors.
Uh-huh.
All
okay.
Right. Get to a feel good.
Two high school students near Detroit were honored after saving a teacher's life back in March. Gym teacher Al Catola had a heart attack during a student-teacher basketball game.
Mm.
Two juniors that were there, Izzy and Corey, ended up springing into action, performed CPR, and brought him back. Here is Al and the two girls talking about this whole experience.
Medically, I was gone. My dad and my brother both went same age, 53, 55, boom.
We were sitting in the bleachers. Something's wrong. I just knew I had to do something. I began compressions, and around two and a half rounds of compressions, the AED was brought. Corey placed the AED pads. I was like, if you get tired, you know, let me take over compressions. My baby brother has seizures, so I always wanted to learn CPR.
I mean, wow. Yeah, pretty unbelievable. And they weren't the only ones working hard. Staff members, administrators also doing their part, called 911. The superintendent said, I saw 50, 60 people all running around doing different things to try to save his life. And it's just a pretty incredible scene. You can see their whole story. And they had just learned the CPR skills like 2 months prior.
Yeah.
So they had taken the class, and then for them to be able to recall those skills in an emergency situation, keep their cool, and just go to work. It was pretty amazing stuff for high school kids.
Nice.
So see the story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Ben and Kelly's Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, we're kicking it off. Maddie Mae, you got it. Lady Gaga, Poker Face, she says, in honor of the new HBO special airing this month on May 25th.
Well, all right, look at that. She's our part of her PR team.
Yeah, the Chromatica Ball concert trailer has been unveiled, but 25th. How cool is that?
Not streaming, right.
We don't call it HBO Max. It's just Max right now, all right? Throwback Thursday's on. I wanna hold poker face. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Caitlin rolls in, says, hey, my daughter's birthday's today. We love Throwback Thursday.
Yay! Happy birthday!
Once old school Taylor Swift. I don't know if I'm going to get roasted for playing something off of Debut because it's not Taylor's version, but technically that's the only thing that's more than 6 years old, all right?
Uh-oh.
So happy birthday, Arwa. Little throwback, Taylor, 99.7 DJX. Asking God if he could play it again. Complete with that country accent. There she is. It's 99.7 DJX Throwback Thursday.
Dr. Aaron, want to hear Ludacris area codes because I'm jet setting to Boston today. Going to miss the 502, though.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Area codes. Throwback Thursday. Fun song there. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard. Played back to back to back to back. We don't have time to actually play all of the song.
No, just the tip.
That's right, Andrew. He says, let's go shoot Salt and Peppa. Throwback Thursday.
The bow-legged one.
Yes, the bow-legged one.
Yeah.
All right. Throwback Thursday. Shake, shake, booty. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Angela rolling in. Hey, can you play something for me? Your pick. I'm celebrating 2 months sober today.
2 months sober?
That's amazing. Keep up the great work.
I like that. So can't play Fireball.
No.
Can't play Tipsy.
No.
Can't play in the club.
Inappropriate.
Okay, how about NSYNC? Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye.
That's appropriate.
There you go. Like that.
Good work, Angela.
Here we go. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Jessica says, since Mother's Day is right around the corner, can you play my mom's absolute favorite song, Forever by Chris Brown?
Oh, there you go.
She's been gone for 3 years. Mother's Day is so hard. I love you, Mama.
Oh, that's good. That's
big
good.
Hugs.
All right,
big
we
hugs.
Got you. Throwback Thursday, Chris Brown, 99.7 DJX. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Tish said, I turned 45 yesterday.
Oh, look at that. Still look good.
Something circa 2005-ish from a long gone woo girl days.
It's bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Speaking of bananas, I want you to hear this self-checkout scanner. Pronounce organic bananas, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Organic bananas.
organic bananas.
Are we being flirty?
Move your organic bananas.
Bananas. Bananas, nice
organic
choice.
Organic bananas.
Put them in the bag.
Throwback Thursday, Abby says, listen, I have to redeem myself from my horrendous Owl City request a couple weeks ago. Listen, I thought Owl City was fine. Kelly was shaming you a little bit. She
I
says, how do we feel about Letting Go by Sean Kingston and Nicki Minaj? I mean, it definitely wasn't one of his hits.
Maybe it just didn't get enough love.
You don't think?
It's got the high porn.
Did you say high porn or high porn?
High porn. High porn.
High porn.
High porn. High porn.
All right, we'll just do this. All right, is that good? We'll just do that. I tried, Abby. I tried.
Are you shaming her again?
No, I'm not shaming her. I tried.
Are you segueing? You just substituted a request.
Listen, no.
You did.
We say every single week that we don't play the entire song.
No, you know what, Abby? You actually got two songs. You got a bonus.
There you are.
Congratulations.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Throwback Thursday.
Organic bananas.
Listen, there's fighting. There's infighting in the Haas and Pepper family.
What do you mean?
Because there was Abby Haas and Pepper was the one that tossed out that request. That
the Sean Kingston letting go?
Yes, a little bit. And then Allie Haas and Pepper says Abby's banned from her because her music choices suck.
Oh, gosh. Guys. Listen, and Kelly, remember, sometimes these can just be between us. We don't need to shame them publicly.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that out loud.
We don't need to share them publicly necessarily.
Sorry to say that with love.
I mean, shoot. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX with
organic bananas.
I mean, who remembers Bar Louisville getting shots from bartenders or people from standing on the bar?
Yeah, been standing on the bar saying, who's feeling single and
touchdown? That's right. Jared says, Mother's Day weekend, can you play Lose Yourself, just the mom spaghetti part, LOL. All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. We'll let it get to that point, all right?
Okay,
we're just not
going
to play. Yeah, mom spaghetti and also
organic bananas.
It's Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. I mean, I had to let it at least get to this, right?
I mean, you're marinating a little bit longer. You just need the mom spaghetti.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. London says, I need a curveball. I like curveballs. Says wrecking ball. Oh, gosh. Throwback Thursday. That's what she said.
Oh, my God.
We jumped. Never asking why.
Dang it.
We kissed, I fell under your spell of love. No one could deny.
Organic banana.
Would you ever say I just walked away? I will always want you.
I love wieners.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Geneva says, here's an old one for the moms. Doing it for the moms.
Doing it for the moms.
Doing it for the moms.
Yeah, what do we need?
LL Cool J, Mama Said Knock You Out. Wow.
That's aggressive.
Come on, now.
For the tender moms.
For the tender moms.
I love you.
You know what? Don't cross a mom. Don't call it a comeback. Throwback Thursday. Yeah. Message from Tish, who says, OMG, I can't believe you mentioned Bar Louisville. I still have a messed up knee for refusing to let a guy help me up on the bar. I mean, oh, I'm telling you, weren't those the days? Those were the days.
Those were the days.
All right, Rebecca says, hey, we need some Jagged Edge to let us know where the party at.
Oh, it's right here, y'all.
Oh, my gosh. Yay. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Seriously, like if you tuned in, you're like, man, what kind of radio station is this? I don't even know. Yeah, we play like hit music 24/7, 365.
We're taking a little break, though.
We take a pause on Thursday morning.
Some throwbacks.
Yep, throwback Thursday. 99.70 JX. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Text messages 502-795-1997. We try to get to as many of them as we can.
Stephanie says, how about a song from 25 years ago to celebrate Kelly being on the radio that long?
Oh, wow. Oh, did you want Juvenile?
Oh, maybe. But I don't think that qualifies, but yes.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, I don't think so. I didn't see it on the list.
Oh, you mean like represent the 99 to 2000?
Oh, maybe. Maybe it might work. It's close enough.
I mean,
I like that. I was thinking some Britney, but that's fine.
Okay, I mean, we can do both.
Cash money, rap, making money for the 99-2000.
Kelly's nickname, Stick Bandit. It's 99.7 DJX.
Stick Bandit? What is that?
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Jessica just be trying to shake my butt in the car.
All right, we'll give you another one. This was the one that you were wanting.
Oh, yeah.
At first, yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Throwback Thursday. Britney. Baby, baby. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. It's Throwback Thursday on 99.7 EJX.
Oh, that's great. Trina says, been listening since the sixth grade.
There you go. Ashley, wow. What about Jaquan Tipsy? Because it's also Thirsty Thursday. Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, that was an amazing request.
So, fun little, like, fact about that is there's a song that's popping off right now that kind of pays homage to that Jaquan song, and it's a country song. And
really?
And 100% you've heard this probably on your reels or your feed or TikTok or whatever.
Okay, the dude, slight break from Throwback Thursday.
Well, yeah. I just want to play this clip for you real quick. My baby born a Birkin. It's a bar song, Tipsy. Wait till you hear the hook.
I already love it. It's 9 to 5, ain't work. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. You hear it?
Yes! You hear it?
We need more. Isn't that cool? I love it. She don't need a
dance floor. Kelly's in her country era right now.
I am feeling that big time. Cheyenne says, hey, it's my last day at my job before I start my new job. Listen to Throwback. Just made it so much better.
There you go. Stephanie, we got your nappy roots on Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. And it just goes so fast, does it not?
Oh, it does. Are you blanking itself or no?
That's right. Thank you guys for all the texts, all the requests, all the messages that we got for Throwback Thursday. We try to get to as many of these as we can every single Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9 here on 99.7 JX.
Yeah, we see all y'all. Thank you so much for chiming in. London, sorry we didn't get these through your song. Favorite Brad, same.
No, I think we got London's song.
County, did we?
That name sounds familiar.
Yeah,
oh, no, we didn't. No, we did Wrecking Ball. London was just trying to squeeze a second request in.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay, good. Okay.
Sorry, London, we already got your request.
Okay, we did. You're welcome, London.
Yeah, welcome. That's right. All right, it's 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So, it is National Nurses Week this week, right?
Yes.
So this is a big week. It's like National Teachers Week.
Right. We're honoring the teachers and the nurses.
Nurses.
This week. Yes.
Mothers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Would love to celebrate with the crazy stories that you have experienced that wasn't in the job description.
Oh, for the nurses? Yeah. Nurses have seen some stuff.
Happy National Nurses Week this week. I know my mom was a nurse. She was a nurse for years. She taught nursing. I mean, my goodness, the nurses, they see a lot, right?
Yeah, they do.
So I was thinking it might be fun to celebrate with the stories that you have experienced that maybe were not in the job description.
Okay.
Right? So we'll start. Becky texted in and said, look, I'm a psych nurse. Approximately 18 years ago when I was a new nurse at my first job, it was not in the job description to, oh, I don't know, take a punch in the jaw from a patient. Yeesh.
Oh, wow.
Or get chased by a patient who wanted to show me how he choked a snake.
Okay.
I did it like this. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
She says, my current job is much better, by the way. Thank you so much for the recognition. Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely. Oh, you nurses, you go through a lot.
Wow.
Here's another from Dana. She says, my mom's a nurse, and she once told me of a seriously overweight woman who came into the office complaining of a foul body odor. After running down the checklist, the doctor examined her and discovered a sandwich jammed between her folds. The sandwich was trapped in there so long, it was covered with mold.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, wow. And that has to be handled with some sensitivity.
Well, for sure. Absolutely. I mean, because I'm sure.
Could you imagine this, how mortified?
Oh my gosh. Absolutely.
She
and you,
was.
And you got to think that.
Found out.
You know, she has dealt with that sort of thing, you know, her entire life. So, Bryn said, while reading one of my coworkers' notes in the chart, she meant to say, patient noted to have fecal compaction, but instead wrote, patient noted to have fetal compaction. Got me laughing for a few hours.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's different.
Fecal and fetal are different.
Different.
They are different.
Real different. Real different.
Yeah, yeah.
Stephanie said, had a patient who was a prisoner, shackled to bed.
Mm-hmm.
As I started opening her meds, I looked up at her TV and see she's watching a show that's describing how to escape from handcuffs if you're kidnapped. She looks at me, then at the officer watching her, and then says, maybe I shouldn't be watching this.
Oh my gosh. She's like watching a TV show.
It's not
okay,
research.
So, and she's kind of like looking
research.
looking at her shackles, going, okay, I could, yeah. And then glances at the nurse, at the guard, and they both give her a shake of, nope. Don't even think about it.
Wow.
Well, if nothing else, these stories should give you
an appreciation
for the field of nursing.
I don't think they teach you at the nursing college. Well, I don't think they teach you some of that stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't think they cover that.
That is not on the job description.
That is on the job learning.
Right, for sure. So anyways, thank you for the stories there on 99.7 DJX. Happy National Nurses Week. Feel good.
Yeah, so you have a chance to actually create a feel-good for some local teachers.
Okay.
So Wild Eggs is doing kind of a little Teacher Appreciation Week contest. You can nominate a deserving teacher who goes above and beyond for the students and their fellow staff to win a Wild Eggs gift basket with swag, $100 to spend at Wild Eggs, and a $100 Amazon gift card to buy school supplies for their classroom.
Okay.
Here's what you do. You get the nominations in through tomorrow on their Facebook and Instagram pages. So follow Wild Eggs, Facebook, Instagram, nominate your teacher there, and hopefully they will be blessed.
There you go.
How cool is that?
Like that.
Love the teachers. You can, again, follow them Facebook, Instagram, Wild Eggs. That's your feel good brought to you.
99.7 DJX, Ben and Kelly. You ever have those moments where you're not expecting someone in a certain place and it just causes you to jump a little bit? That's what happened to me as I was literally walking to the restroom.
I knew it. This NBA bathroom story.
Yes.
I knew it. Because you just walked in the room, and then our boss is all like, Ben's a little skittish today.
Yeah, because
what just happened?
He was like right there on the other side of the door as I was pushing it open, and I was not expecting it.
Right.
And I jumped, and it was, I looked foolish with how...
Did you
startled
scream like a girl?
How startled I looked.
Did you do that?
I know. I didn't make any noise,
okay.
But it was like.
You wouldn't scream like a girl. That
yeah, I mean,
worse.
it was wild. Anyways, side of the bar story, Kelly. These are
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, your social media handle is a thing, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So especially if it's your name and you want it to be your name.
Yeah.
It's easier for people to find you.
You know what? Honestly, there are a lot of people who, when they have a kid, they'll a lot of times just open up a Gmail account with their name just so they can have the name and save it or whatever, right?
Okay.
We've even seen people do that with social media and say, all right, I'm going to give my kid an Instagram account. Just hold it there so they have their name. So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to buy someone's Instagram handle, then you're doing okay.
Why are we buying it?
Yeah, well, you're thinking, well, this doesn't sound so bad, does it? However, this woman named Catherine Driscoll, all right, she tried to buy an Instagram handle from someone with the same name, right? She actually goes by Kate, this other person, right?
Okay.
And so Kate hesitated, like she reached out, she just randomly DMs this Kate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because she got married and her new married name, her new last name is this woman's name.
Driscoll.
And so she's like, hey, I'm now Catherine Driscoll.
And I'm going to need your name.
And so she married a billionaire.
Oh.
So she's like,
how much is it going to take?
Right. So this other lady's like, hey, real quick, I realize that it's against Instagram's policy and I could get banned if I sell this to you. So thanks. You know, and
sorry, that's, wish I could help.
Right. Exactly. Kind of one of those things. But
congratulations on your marriage.
But then, yes, exactly. But then Catherine starts going in on this woman. Won't drop it.
Did not want to take no for an answer.
Right. Starts badgering her about her name and is like, is that even your name?
Oh, wow.
And it's weird because there don't seem to be any other people with that name in our family.
Prove it.
I know, exactly. Prove it.
Prove your name.
Send your ID to me. And she's like, wait, so this random person messages me. I actually respond back and
I'm kind enough to respond. And now she's demanding proof that I am who I am.
Yes, yes. So she, I guess, reported her to Instagram, you know, for bullying or whatever. But
how about she just name herself Mrs. Driscoll?
Yeah, or whatever. Yes. Yeah, just do something. Or
Mrs. Driscoll the billionaire.
Catherine _ Driscoll. You know, it's like there are plenty
ways that you can get around that and be pretty close.
Yes.
Oh, this is excessive.
So, yes.
This is, again, a rich person who doesn't really hear no a lot.
Right.
Just couldn't deal.
Right, exactly.
Just could not handle that.
That's kind of one of those things, situations. And that's why I put it in the Setting the Bar story. Where, look.
Don't be a Catherine.
Right. That is your City of the Bar story here on 9970JX. Something's gotta be. So I just saw this news. It's 9970JX that Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie are getting back together for another show. It's not a new
Simple Life?
It's not a new Simple Life, no.
Yeah, but I don't think that would work for their lives right now.
No, not right now. But, I mean, at the time, that was one of the premier marquee, like one of our first introductions into that sort of reality show.
Sure. You know, it was even almost like a modern take on Green Acres, right? It was like that whole concept of taking rich people and putting them on a farm.
Yes. Yeah.
Can they survive?
Right. Exactly. So I don't necessarily know what the premise is surrounding Paris and Nicole's like new reality series. They are doing a reality series.
Okay.
But the project has already been picked up by some streaming platform. So at least someone's like, that sounds like money.
Do you think we're ever going to be like tired of the reality show format? Like, do you think we're going to be burned out on it at any point? Or are we just always voyeurs?
That's a good question because, you know, especially in this last year when we had the writer's strike and all that, where sitcoms and traditional shows and
scripted shows had to put by the wayside.
Right, exactly. The reality shows were
took center stage again.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And
but it's, I feel like almost everybody, if you go on any social media platform, TikTok, Instagram, can have their own reality show. There's so many people that have like good enough following. You can get like a million or so followers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like a TV show.
Sure.
That's about as many viewers as a typical TV show can get any given week.
Yeah, you could.
So it's like, in a way, there's many people living this reality show kind of life on social media.
Little episodes on your own feed.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see. But anyways, I'm kind of excited to at least know or see part of a Nicole Richie, Paris Hilton reality show at least once.
Did you watch The Simple Life at all?
I did.
You did.
That was hysterical.
Okay, I didn't watch 1 second.
You did not?
No.
Oh, you missed out on some great programming.
I have never.
Oh, it's so funny.
Like the Kardashians.
It's just funny.
No.
This was before the Kardashians.
Jersey Shore? No. Like, I don't watch that format. I've never watched any of the Real Housewives. Like, I just, I don't know if it's I get annoyed just watching rich people do rich people things on TV. I guess it annoys me. And so I just never tune in.
I guess not all the reality shows are rich people doing rich people things, but yes, your specific like Kardashians Paris Hilton and Nicole
Richie.
Bachelor
franchise I watched for years. Sure. Watching regular people try to date, make out on TV. Sure. I'm all about that.
All about that stuff. All right, it's 99.7 DJX, Jack Harlow. It's First Class. Good morning. 99.7 DJX, Ben and Kelly. What did you miss from the show? Well, a lot. You can catch up on podcast, WDJX.com. Tap listen.
There was much. There was the do I snitch on my son's date for changing into a sassy dress for prom?
And I have never once heard of someone cutting pizza with scissors, but apparently that's a thing.
That's a thing. But then also some people are adamant that that's psychotic behavior, that a pizza cutter is the only way to go.
You say people, but the majority was not
there.
Maybe
two or three people, but it was psychotic.
Right.
We're adamantly not on board. I say it's easier to use the pizza cutter. I feel like, because your friend was using tongs.
Well, tongs to hold it, yes.
And then the cutting. That just feels like that's way too much effort and involves way too much coordination.
Maybe that's why you don't like it. It's the coordination part.
Probably. Like, I don't need to be fumbling with something like that. Just lay it flat, roly.
Anyways, yeah. My world was opened up to a new way of doing things, which
you might be now you found another use for your kitchen shears.
Well, I'm at least gonna try it. I
also
try it.
Learned that my kitchen shears are more than just scissors. I thought they were just scissors.
In
my little cheap block of knives.
Unreal.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
I think that's it.
All right, guys. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.